The poet Mary Oliver, in her poem Sometimes, says this: instructions for living a life. Pay attention, be astonished, and tell about it. So that's what I'm going to do. Pay attention. I read a lot of books, and I watch many stories on TV, some good, some bad. The stories I remember, though, are usually the true stories. I was thinking of some of these stories when we wrote on the timeline in the parish hall last week. If you get a second, you need to go back and add your story to that. What is the one story that makes you come alive? Everyone has one. Is it the birth of a child? The antics of a pet? Living through a hazardous experience? What story could you share that deeply influenced you, that has changed your life? Your story probably changed as you got older. One story may be replaced by another story. But right now, what jumps out at you? What is a story that woke you up? One story I could tell you about is my granddaughter, but that story wouldn't be about me, would it? I didn't really have much to do with her story, except falling in love with Donna a few years back. Liz, my daughter, and Rico, her husband, have a lot more to do with Nina's story, so I'm not going to tell you that story. I've been a deacon for 31 or 32 years, depending on who you ask. Why did I awaken to this story? In some ways, it wasn't my choice. I was selected to be a deacon by my parish. They saw something, I guess. I have been living out this story ever since. Not being an extrovert, I have had to learn how to be in relationship with people. Not being particularly courageous, I have had to learn how to face confrontations. And I still don't enjoy that part. And because I was right all the time, I had to learn how to be wrong once in a while. I like to think that 35 years or so ago, I stayed awake long enough to listen to a particular call, and I acted on it. Staying awake changed my life. Did the master of the house come in a blaze of glory? Not at all. Sometimes I wonder if I was wrong in my listening. I feel so small sometimes, especially in this mean world we live in. You see, my call is a call to serve others, especially the poor, and I don't always do that. But to stay awake, the master is coming, is still ringing in my ears. Many things have influenced my story over the years, experiences that I've had. I've shared about Kairos, the prison ministry, with many of you. This experience has helped me learn that people in prison can change, people can forgive and be forgiven. The bad can be changed into the good. People I've met have influenced me also. Bishop Dan has asked us Nevadans to wake up to our good power by advocating for better lives for ourselves and our environment. Advocacy is a Christian calling. When we pray at the end of the service, strengthen our hands for your service, O Lord, that they may be used for acts of love and kindness. And open our ears, which have heard your word, that they may have clarity and not listen to hurtful and demeaning things. We are advocating with God. God wants us to ease. Second part of Mary Oliver's poem said, "Be astonished that I have been led by the Spirit." The world tells us through many voices that we do not believe to Him, we do not belong to Him, because we are evil people. If we live into those voices, we will be guided down wrong roads. But the Spirit, the breath of God, refutes those voices and tells us we can live in His kingdom. How do I know? Because of the stories I've heard, because of you and your stories. Stories of recovering and stories of love, stories of good people working out our lives with the guidance of the Spirit. Grace happens in all of our lives, and it continues to happen. We need to believe in it and live into it and share it with others. Advent is the season of the church year that we prepare for Christ's coming. It's a time of waking up and preparing for the Master. Advent can be a time of reflection if we slow down enough to listen. It can be a time of disaster if the spirit we listen to is one of hate and fear, and the spirit of "I am not good enough." Take time to pay attention, to be astonished to the action of the Spirit in your lives. Do you have a quiet time for prayer every day? If not, start with 5 minutes. Turn off the noise, especially the TV. Just sit with your thoughts. Offer them up to God and then be silent and just listen. Advent is a time of year to light candles. Offer a prayer when you light up. Candle, shine a light on my goodness. Candle, shine a light on a path where I can show acts of love and kindness. Show me a simple thing I can do this week for someone. Open a door, smile at a frowner, listen to an elderly person. Can I buy someone a gift? Candle, can we not listen to the politics of hate so alive in this world? Instead, let me listen to a refugee, to a mentally ill person, to a young child with learning issues. What are my instructions for living a life? Pay attention, be astonished, and tell someone about it. Amen.